This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
I had very traditional, wonderful cello teachers, but jazz was practically a curse word in their studio, and there would be no way I would have ever told them that I was, you know, playing jazz gigs on the side.
That's Jacob Sicelli, jazz cellist. He brought his trio to the KNKX studios in 2018 with Matt Lesser drumming and Mahesh Balasuria on piano. That's Corner Song from Jacob Sicelli's trio at KNKX. Sicelli is one of the few to bring the cello to the front of a jazz band. He said that like all young cellists, he was trained to play classical music. But Sicelli was secretly being influenced by the world's greatest jazz trumpeter.
You know, around the age of 10 or 11, you know, you sneak out and you do crazy things. And for me, that was checking out Miles Davis for the first time.
Jacob Sicelli explained that he was frustrated with the limitations of playing only in the classical world. The individual freedom of jazz improvisation gave him permission to be himself as an artist.
Even the basic scale fingerings cellists learn don't really lend themselves to changing the order of the notes. Mm-hmm. It really took a few more years for it to occur to me that maybe I could just sing, you know, through this instrument whatever kind of song I wanted to.
That's Dig, cellist Jacob Sicelli's trio at KNKX covering the progressive metal group Incubus. After his epiphany, Sicelli has been encouraging other cellists to think outside the box of classical music. He's been teaching alternative cello technique for years, and in 2012, Sicelli published The Improviser's Guide to the Cello,
which kind of lays out my life's work in deprogramming my classical brain and reprogramming it as an improviser's brain.
Sicelli uses amplifiers and effects pedals on his cello, usually the tools of electric guitar players. He's also invented his own pedals and developed a media player for cellists to test amplifiers and effects.
I've got a lot of delays and reverbs and, you know, a little bit of wah-wah and, you know, whatever kind of, whatever comes to mind. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy using effects, and I think a lot of string players do.
From their 2018 studio session, that's Jacob Sicelli's trio playing his song, Antidote. Sicelli's been a force in the progression of cello in a jazz setting, and he's also pushing the evolution of jazz.
Trying to get past the 1950s, as I like to say. So, yeah, that's definitely something that we like doing. There's a lot of mixed meters, and there's a lot of funky, fun stuff.
Based in Los Angeles, Sicelli keeps busy teaching classically trained string players how to improvise and use the right technology. He's also been touring with his trio and his Quarteto Nuevo to push the possibilities of the cello in every genre.
Our instruments haven't changed much in the last, 300 plus years. So whenever we get the chance to do something even slightly different, it's very exciting for us.
Jacob Sicelli, bringing the coolness of jazz improv to the cello. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.